The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. John Reagan's with us, Captain John Reagan. And Dr. Gil Mobley. And Dr. Mobley, thanks for staying with us. I posted on the website during the break a link to survivingebola.org, your website, Sounding the Alarm, A Paradigm Shift in Thinking. So, class, if you want to get to Dr. Mobley's website, just go to usapreparers.com, click on the link at the top of page one, and take you right there, or you can go to survivingebola.org. And we're talking about Ebola. Several weeks ago, I mentioned that there's a mall in Springfield, Missouri, and I probably should not mention the name because it might cause a panic. Now, this is just theory. What would happen if, hypothetically, what would happen if this did not happen? There is no need to be concerned about this having happened. It did not happen. But my question is, what would happen if in a mall, and we'll just use the city of Springfield, Missouri, a couple hundred thousand people, that someone was rumored, just rumored, to have been walking through there with the symptoms of Ebola, and then the local TV station picks that up and says, you know, there's no need to panic, just rumored that this happened. What would happen to that mall? I'm willing to bet that it would collapse from the lack of commerce, you know, within a couple months, just from a cash flow problem of people saying, you know what, I'm not going there. Dr. Mobley, can you see that kind of a thing happening other places in all over the country?
Absolutely. The bowling alley where the doc went to, Craig Spencer, right when he was becoming febrile, that still hasn't rebounded. The wedding dress shop that Amber went to when she flew across country through Ohio, same problem. I couldn't imagine a person that was thought to be infectious having been at a place like that. But the first thing that crosses my mind, Vinny, and Captain Reagan, good to have you, and your questions are great, but the first question that pops my mind is, what would happen in the ERs or every doctor's office, because everybody would think they would have Ebola. And as we were saying, Cox already has a 3-hour wait and seeing 300 people a weekend day. They can't have people showing up wondering if they have Ebola and then already out of negative pressure rooms. It would be just, oh my God, a catastrophic on a level just you couldn't imagine. And this is going to happen eventually. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we have 1 million people right now on the continent of Africa quarantined for Ebola. And 10,000 people fly out of West Africa every single day on 35 nonstops, and we're letting 100 to 150 of them in every day here. It's a matter of time before they show up here, let alone, as I mentioned the first hour, that they'll consume every third world country and then be flown across our borders, because Mexico's not going to do any better job than stopping this than I think some of the three countries in West Africa has. So my first concern is what happens. Yes, it'd be total economic devastation of stores in such a situation like that. And let alone the hospital infrastructure would just be immediately overwhelmed, which brings us to the point of fever triage centers, as we had mentioned before, the paradigm shift I talked about on the website. But, yes, sir.
We have a very loyal student of this broadcast classroom, and she happens to be a very experienced, seasoned flight attendant. I guess they used to call those stewardesses. And, you know, she and I communicate I've never met her in person, but we communicate, oh, maybe at least once a week, at least once a week. And she was telling me about vomiting. Now, if you think about flying an airplane, there probably is almost a 100% certainty that if you look in the seat pocket right in front of you, you will see a vomit bag. Well, she told me, and it's been like that since I've flown starting in the 1970s. There's always been a vomit bag. Well, she tells me that vomiting is something that just happens. People get airsick and they vomit. Well, she also said that she's very concerned about flying because that happens. People just happen to throw up on airplanes. She said the pilots are behind locked doors. The co-pilots, the pilots are, you know, behind a secure door. They don't really have to worry about it at that, you know, until a cleanup crew comes. But the attendants, the flight attendants, are right in the middle of this, and so are the passengers. Are you going to, Dr. Norman Shealy mentioned to us at our meetup last week that he is going to finish his obligations and he doesn't want to fly anymore. Others of us, I talked to the freeze-dry guy. The freeze-dry guy is an advertiser, a sponsor. He comes to the farm. He comes to all the expos. He doesn't want to fly. There are a whole bunch of us that just flat out don't want to fly. Are you at that point, too?
We talked about this at the Greene County Medical Society 2 months ago, and I taped the responses, and none of us would want to sit next to somebody with Ebola, let alone on the same flight. But we're talking about the airborne propensity, what we would know and what we wouldn't. And all I can tell you is that every doctor, Jim Blaine, Dr. Daugherty, the infectious guy, Sistruck at Mercy, we all said we would not want to sit next to that person, so heck no. But right now we can go on a travel history, because as far as we know, the only place this is really raging out of control are those three countries. Right now. Now, when I was in New York City doing my media stuff for 3 weeks, and Lord blessed it richly, but right now, when the lady goes down at the hotel I was staying at, the first thing I asked her is, have you been out of the country? That works now, but not when it starts happening more on a regular basis and becomes person to person. And that brings to you a very good point. When that emergency, when they come over on a plane, they say, is there a doctor on board that can respond to an emergency? I'm the first one to hit that emergency light and get up, because 30-year experienced emergency trauma doctor, I want to be calling the shot for that guy with the chest pain or whatever's happening, not some psychiatrist or pathologist that doesn't know, because I know better, and I'll put my reputation on the line to save the flight and say, let's go ahead, he's not losing ground. But you know what? These days, in addition to my stethoscope, I'm putting a full PPE bag stuff, exactly what I need to just slip on, and it's not that big. You can stick it in a small little man bag or MRSA, whatever you call it, or your carry-on, you know, and if somebody goes down, am I going to stand back and let them just whatever, you know, I'm going to try to protect myself and intervene. But nowadays, in addition to my stethoscope, it's no bigger than a shoebox, a full PPE, what I need to protect myself. And I guarantee you, if somebody's bleeding, I'm going to respond. I'm going to protect myself first and do what I can to contain the situation to protect the other people on board. Yes, that's a very real concern. Yes, we can get off with the travel history right now, saying there's a low likelihood that this lady that collapsed in the hotel in New York City 3 weeks ago would have Ebola. I intervened. I touched her. She wasn't vomiting or anything. But yes, in the future, when this becomes person-to-person and clusters do form, we're going to have to take this level of precaution to a whole new level. And yes, I travel with full PPE when I board a plane inside it. Although Delta confiscates it. They gave it back, what I wore through the airport 3 weeks later. I said I was scaring the passengers. But yes, that is the new normal.
So what happened, Dr. Mobley? You wore this and you said the CDC is lying. Delta confiscated it?
Well, let me back up a few months. I knew that the CDC was not being truthful. My soul was groaning. I would wake up with tears in my eyes, and my friends said they could see I was clinically depressed in August and September. And I did some destructive things, like binged on Breaking Bad, the TV series. I wasn't showing up for work. And I said, what can I do to get the message out? So I went to Guatemala, and Mr. Duncan presented while I was down there on a mission trip, and I was flying back through Atlanta, and I said, man, I'm coming through the busiest airport in the world, and tomorrow morning I'm going to make a statement. I prayed harder than I had 10 years of my life that Lord helped me make a statement to the world. That morning at 4 o'clock, I got down on my knees, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution phone rang about 4:20, and right on the dot, and it was John Spink. He says, Doc, you still going to do this? Because I sent out a press release right before I went to bed a few hours before, and I said yes. He met me there. He documented the whole thing, and it was quite spectacular. I explained to the people on the Marriott van what I was up to. They applauded me. They knew the CDC wasn't being truthful. The people I had made provisions, having come through the airport the night before, flying in from Guatemala. I talked to the head guy at TSA. I talked to the head lady at Delta, letting them know this is what I was going to do. I wanted to follow all policies, procedures, protocols, even recommendations and suggestions, because I'm blameless. I have a clean record. This is what I'm going to do. This is what it's going to say. And they gave me the green light. Well, he didn't tell the morning crew there at 5 a.m. on that Wednesday morning. Thank God the photographer was there. I would have had a don't tase me, bro moment, but the Atlanta Journal-Constitution documented it, and it went around the world. And honestly, Vinny, I watched those tapes. I watched what happened in the ensuing weeks. I don't know who that guy is on TV. I look at me and I say, God is blessing this guy, because you remember the Mary Tyler Moore show and the anchor that used to be on there? Every time the camera would roll, he would stumble over himself, but he could talk articulate and clear thinking. Otherwise, when the camera would roll, he would screw up. That was me. And God just richly blessed this whole thing, from all the TV, the CNN, to Al Jazeera, to Headline News, to every network. And I became Fox's darling a little, quite a bit. They were heavy on this stuff. But yeah, I had to get the message out that don't wait on the CDC. We've got to prepare locally. Dr. Daugherty said it best. I mentioned earlier in this segment, you know, we don't know when to do this. We're not getting direction. We're going to have to figure it out ourselves. So it was just like you say, your message is a call to action. That's what this was. It was a call to action and prepare locally. But I have a quick question for you, Vince and Captain. What percent of absenteeism can you expect before any business falls, whether it's the hospital or the trains or the law enforcement or the truck? I've been saying about 30% and the system will fail system-wide. I've just been conjecturing that from my experience in wilderness medicine, where we talk about survival issues as doctors. But I would suspect it's about 30 or 40% absenteeism, then you just can't operate no matter what sector it is. What do you think?
You're talking about employees, or you're talking about absent customers?
Employees. I'm talking about what percentage before the trains don't run, what percentage before the trucks don't run, before the power plant can't, before the hospitals close down. I'm thinking 30%.
We'll talk about that when we come back. And, John, you can come up first with your answer, then I'll come up with mine. We're talking about Ebola. We're talking about the ramifications, and we're talking about the realities. We're talking about the CDC and its ineptness. Dr. Mobley, MD, is with us. Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. Meet up tonight. Dr. Mobley will be on stage.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze-Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Dr. Gil Mobley's with us. And the question that Dr. Mobley asked was, you know, what would happen if a percentage of employees didn't show up for work? What would that percentage be that would cripple or shut down a company? John Reagan, would you like to go first?
Yeah, and before I give my number, let me put this in an even bigger context, because as you know, with the financial state of the union, I've pointed out there's no way that we can avoid a financial collapse. And there's really only one of two outcomes once we go through that event. Either we end up along the path where we have a war and have EMP and we destroy the technology, or we end up with the technology in place, which gets into even a more nightmarish scenario. Now, adding Ebola or some other infectious agent into that mix, I'm trying to figure out, does that increase or decrease the likelihood of war? Because we have resource shortages. We've got drought causing food problems. We've got California. We've got Brazil. We've got other places in the world that are having problems. We have other resources that are non-renewable that we are starting to run out of. And those types of problems usually lead to war. So if you end up with something that kills lots of people, that would reduce the resource utilization problem and might decrease the likelihood of war. However, on the other hand, when you get the disruption of that, that may actually increase. So I'm still working out which way is this going to go in that mix. Mm-hmm. Now, bringing that down to what will it take to cause problems, and it's kind of a sliding scale. If you start off and you only have about 10% spooked, that's going to be severe. Because you think about it, everything that companies do nowadays is right on the cutting edge. They don't have extra people anymore. And when you have trucks not running, you start having some shortages, and you might be able to get along at that 10% level for, you know, a certain number of weeks. If that mm-hmm. jumps up to 25 or 30% level, that gets even more severe. But you even think about a grocery store. You know, that food does not get on the shelves by magic. It takes people. If 10% of your workforce doesn't show up, that's a problem stocking the shelf. If 10% of your shipments don't show up, that's problematic. You know, 10% of your checkers don't show up. Think about the lines there. And that's if, even if your customers show up. And if customers don't show up, then that causes other problems. And that got me to wondering about, you know, what do we do this Christmas? Because I would think we're probably going to see another uptick in Ebola. And while that might not cause a problem overall for retail because people can go online to order, that does start getting to be a problem in the logistics because that now has to be delivered. And we saw last Christmas that the two big delivery companies had problems getting everything delivered for Christmas. So it's a big, complex picture. So my answer is, you know, 10% we can probably get by for a while. 25 to 30 probably degrades fairly quickly.
Okay, I'm in total agreement. And let me put some history right in this discussion. In 1973, October of 1973, the OPEC nations decided they were going to reduce their output of oil. 5%, a 5% reduction in the output of oil caused a major crisis in the United States. We almost ground to a halt. There were odd and even rationing, depending on your license plate, whether it ended in an odd or an even number. You were able to get gasoline on the odd days if your tag ended in an odd number, or even days if your tag ended in an even number. It was against the law to get gasoline on the wrong day. And you could get about $3 worth of gasoline back then. The price of gasoline, the price of crude oil shot up four times, almost instantly. The entire country was in gridlock. People were waiting at 4 o'clock in the morning in the dark to get gasoline for gas, and when gas stations would open hours later when it became light. I can't imagine us being that polite today. I just can't. 25%, I think, would absolutely destroy commerce.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Dr. Mobley's question is, you know, at what percentage of the employees that don't show up for work do we have a serious situation, maybe even a collapse of that organization? And let me just explain something that I see happening here on the farm. Now, because we are preparedness-minded here at USAPreparers.com. I live this lifestyle. And I try to buy things that, and I try to have them in advance. It's getting harder and harder and harder to buy things that we need in preparation because the stores don't have them. Let me give you an example. Mrs. Finelli has been on the phone for an hour and a half trying to find two items. And they're the same item, it's just two different sizes. All I would like to do is today, on the way to the meetup, buy some compression connectors. And all these things are is a tube about, think of it like a small piece of pipe or tube, about 2 inches long, and you stick a wire in each end. And all I'd like to do is crimp together and splice two pieces of wire. And this is common wire. It's 4-gauge aluminum wire. It's used for service entry at a very light load of amperage. It's used for generators. All I want to do is put these two wires together and crimp them with a crimper that I have. That's all I want to do. And I need three of each kind, two different sizes. So I need 6 pieces. We can't find them. We can't find them. She's been on the phone for an hour and a half trying to find simple, common, what used to be available often and easily obtainable products. Can't find them. So what we're saying is a 5% reduction in oil from the OPEC nations caused a catastrophe in the United States back in 1973. And I can see just, well, what happens when a storm is coming? There's no toilet paper, there's no milk, there's no eggs, there's no bread, right? John Reagan?
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff that's automated nowadays, but there's still parts of the process that requires people. And right. they're working on trying
and
to
you,
get that
and you bump into them.
Well.
Well, you bump into them in the Chinese factory outlet, which some people call Walmart. So if you're going down the aisles, you see these people stocking the shelves. They are the stocking of shelves is real time. They are putting stuff on the shelves that you just bought. Or they're putting it on the shelves before you go to pick it off the shelves. It's happening continuously. So the employees are stocking the shelves. There is no supply more than 3 days. That's it, 3 day supply. So, Dr. Mobley, I believe if we hit a 25 or 30% reduction in employees, we will collapse.
And ever so more the case in healthcare, as I was mentioning, 25% of any workforce is PRN. They don't have to be there. When they get spooked, they're going to be gone. Add to that, anybody that's quarantined.
When you say PRN,
that means they work as needed. They fill in. They have other obligations.
Right.
They work 20 hours a week. They don't necessarily have to do it. It's a second income, so they can go on their cruises and have their vacations and drive their nice cars. And it's optional. It's expendable income almost. Those type of people will stop immediately, and that's at least 15 to 25% right there. Then those that are just frankly scared, and then those that might be quarantined. Look how many. Over 100 people were quarantined after Mr. Duncan's debacle from the first time he came in and the second time he came into the hospital. So, yeah, that's what I worry about is I think it's like 20-30%. And so you say, well, then everything shuts down. You don't get the coal coming down the railway on East Springfield to the power plant. You don't have the people to do the power plant. I can't run my business with one-third absenteeism. Every single person there is multitasked, but still. And so you think, well, what is the ultimate outcome? And it's self-sustenance, making sure that you have your water, that you have your food, that you have what you need for me, my four, and nothing more. And that means, I guess, protection. And, to extrapolate it, I'm a lifetime history of the Wilderness Medicine Society. We talk about survival medicine all the time. It's usually rattlesnakes and lightning strikes and hypothermia and high altitude and submersion, that type of stuff. We also talk about what do you do when you're out in the wilderness and you're out for a three-day trek and you know you're not going to get lost, but you have a first, you have an emergency kit for food just in case you get out there. The 3-week thing turns into a 6-week thing. You don't touch that food unless you really need it. You have an emergency survival kit, but they say, if you got M&Ms in there, Doc, says you're going to hit those M&Ms because you swear you're not going to be lost out there. They teach us at Wilderness Medicine to carry dog food because you're not going to get into it one afternoon when you have the munchies and you're really hungry. You swear you know your way out of this wilderness. They say you will eat the dog food only when all else is left. And that's what I see if you connect the dots to somebody that's not very well prepared. I mean, I've had a friend taste it before, but it has carbohydrate, it has protein, it has fat. You know, I'm not advocating eating dog food, but if you're not prepared, that's where this takes you. You just got to be ultra prepared. And people that haven't been following your lead, your call to action, Benny, you know, they're going to be hunkered up in their crawl space like me with a shotgun hoping that the dog food they chose is the right type. And if anybody's done it, I'd like to know if their poop smells like dog poop or maybe it's a Jane dog's carry. Get back with me on that.
You know, Dr. Mobley, I had a customer. I had a computer manufacturing company back in Virginia during the 90s, and one of our customers was a rendering plant. And what they did was they took dead chicken. So if there was a power failure and there was a chicken house, like one of these major Tyson chicken houses, and all the chickens died from overheat, they would grab them and put them in a grinding machine, grind them up, cook them, as well as dead cows, dead horses, roadkill, all be put in the vat, ground up. Protein was made, and that was dog food, cat food. So that's what we'd be eating as a last resort.
It'd keep you alive, sadly to say. And, you know, when they put some animal brains in there, you have this horrible it's not a virus, it's not a bacteria, it's called a purine, and just horrible, like Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease that when you recycle mammals, not particularly birds, but the mammals part of it, the brains can just cause horrible disease outbreaks in communities. And so, yeah, that realm is wholly rot with treachery. But my God, you know, given the lack of anything else, they say doctors, they'll keep you alive, you know, if you need to, and you're not going to be breaking it out before you need it. That's where our minds need to go. Like I said, as an emergency trauma doc, I have to assume the worst till proven otherwise. And honest to God, you know, I thought your movement was oftentimes extremist, but now with what we have been seeing and preaching that there will be a pandemic, we're past due for it, now we're seeing the worst case scenario continues to play out. It looks like we're in a lull right now as far as cases around, but it's not going to last long. I'm just like you. It's just we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And
I have a friend who, I won't say his name and I won't say exactly what government office, but he was the top ranking guy in one of these government offices. And literally, we depend on this government agency to conduct business. It's absolutely essential. Without this government office, commerce would stop. And here's what he said to me. I was in his place of business several years ago. And all the customers left, and it was just the two of us. And he looked out the door, saw nobody was coming, locked the door. And it was just the two of us in the lobby. And he said, "Hey, Vinny, look over there. See that? That's the county records building. That's where the police are. That's where the jail is. That's where the Hall of Records is." Now, when it happens, and he just said when it happens, and it could be anything. It could be a grid outage, whatever it is. He said, when it happens, Vinny, we're not coming to work. Now, the jailer is going to let whoever's in jail, they're just going to let them out. The sheriff won't be coming to work. The deputies won't be coming to work. The Hall of Records won't be there. The tax people won't be there. I won't be here. My team won't be here. We're all going home. So when it happens, he told me, now this is a government guy. This isn't a worker bee. This is the top ranking guy in his organization. He said he's not going to work because of fear of what could happen to him and his family if he weren't there to protect them, and fear of what could happen to him if he were at work.
Exactly. And so that 20-30% will be realized in the blink of an eye.
Absolutely. I'm thinking by the afternoon, okay? If the announcement were in the morning, by the afternoon, that 20 or 30% would be out of there. And they wouldn't be coming back until they felt it was safe. Now, the question that I have for you is, I've been advocating that we have everything that we need to hunker down, to bug in, to stay at home for at least an absolute minimum of 30 days. So I'm thinking Springfield, Missouri, as you know, because that's probably the city that I go to the most frequently. I don't go there all the time, but, you know, every Monday I'm there. I'm thinking if I live there and something like this happened, like this Ebola outbreak, I would want to hunker down for a minimum. I wouldn't want to leave for 6 months, really. But I'm thinking that an absolute minimum provisions that a person should have, food, water, shelter, heat, whatever you need, 30 days minimum. Do you agree with that, or do you think that's
awesome? You know, even the government, the FEMA and emergency preparedness we preach in wilderness medicine, the average normal Joe should have 3 weeks of food and water for his family, for ice storms, for catastrophe, for terrorists to a power plant, anything. You're so vulnerable. 3 weeks is what even the government says. So, heck yes, and with the situation where clusters could get out of hand, I cannot imagine a scenario that we would ever get back up on our feet if clusters hit and Ebola starts rifling through this community or something becomes airborne. Civilization, Vinny, will be bashed back further than the Dark Ages. You're going to have 100% total sustenance on your own, where you just can live off the land and live off the water and be isolated. And I've got it figured out. I'm going to take a seaplane as far inland to British Columbia, where it doesn't freeze, close to the coast, where nobody else can get to, where they don't have more gasoline. Somebody's got to walk for 3 weeks and make sure they don't have Ebola before they get to my lake up there. I don't know what to do. We're talking about total isolation. If they come, the clusters, and you really think it's going to hit, I don't know that we're going to be able to circle the wagons and do all
that. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, on May 22nd, 2011, there was an EF5 tornado in Joplin, Missouri. And the next day after the tornado, radio interviews, television interviews with FEMA, you could hear them. You could hear these FEMA guys saying that they're deploying, they're on their way, they're here, and they're going to help us. 30 days later, I was listening, I was in the car, and I was listening to a major radio station. I happened to be broadcasting on that station at the time in Springfield, Missouri. And the morning guy was interviewing the FEMA guy. And the morning host was talking about, okay, so we're going to have emergency shelter, and you're bringing homes back, and so what are you doing? Oh, we're bringing trailers. Okay, so we're going to have these mobile homes, and when are we going to have them? Well, we're looking to have them by the end of this week. Okay, how many? How many of these mobile homes are you bringing in, FEMA? Well, we hope to have 10 by the end of the week. That's FEMA. Now, Dr. Mobley, the reason I mentioned that, that's absolutely true. What I just said. And I believe you're kind of alluding to the same thing with the CDC. Can we depend on those guys at all? Did we lose Dr. Mobley?
No, sorry, I must have had you on mute. Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
The answer had been no, not when they're totally coming out with statements incongruous with what the World Health Organization is saying and mm-hmm. with what Doctors Without Borders is saying as far as personal protection. You know, WHO was saying in August that it was inevitable that advanced countries will be getting clusters. At the same time, the Obama administration, even the president himself, and even echoed with Jay Carney, was saying, very slim chance. So it just right on down the line, it seems like they have no credibility or are continuing to lose credibility. This whole thing about it being airborne, is Ebola airborne? You know, well, a month ago they upgraded what they mean by contact. You had to get it by contact. Well, we mean now, they said a month ago, that contact means standing within 3 feet from someone. Well, that sounds pretty airborne to me. And actually, it's a nuance. We're splitting hairs in virology here. Does it have the gene to hang out in the air for a half day, like in a grocery store aisle, like the flu might, or on a doorknob? And so they changed this whole thing about what airborne means is the gene rather than can it come up in respiratory droplets. And heck yeah, this is a hemorrhagic fever. You're coughing up your lungs. You're pooping out your intestines. Your tissues are sloughing inside and out from the skin to the vagina. It's just eroding in a bomb of highly infectious of viral material. Yeah, you're going to be coughing up aerosolized blood at the highly infectious state because you're literally a bomb. So, and every time we turn around, they're changing the definition of something again. So that's what it takes to lose credibility, and they certainly lost it in my book.
John Reagan?
Yeah, and also I'm putting into perspective, we've got other problems going on at the same time. We've only had a handful of Ebola cases. We've had over 1,000 enterovirus D68 that have killed several people and paralyzed others. And I've got an article posted in the health section about the kissing bug disease, which is a parasite that they say has infected over 300,000 Americans, that by the time you develop symptoms, medicines don't do any good. So it's not just one thing that we have to concern ourselves with.
Yes, and this whole Ebola scare, the alarm, it hopefully will allow us to beef back up the infrastructure. We're talking about building the structures in third world countries. We need to beef our own up for surveillance. You know, as I mentioned in the first hour, it took 1 hour for the Texas County Health Department to be overwhelmed with Mr. Duncan's case. And as of last week, they were still flying people in. We can't sing a sigh of relief until we're 42 days out. That's two generations of the 21-day incubation period. You have to go two incubation periods to say, we're finally free. And that's where we are now. We're more than just 21 days out. We're just 42 days out. So,
Dr. Mobley,
yes.
we're out of time. We're out of time. But if you'd like to meet Dr. Mobley tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m., absolutely free. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to infidelbodyarmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.